Hello and welcome to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. I'm Jim Wilkie, and on today's show we'll be listening to the final concert in our series from this year's Ballard Jazz Festival. It's the main stage concert by tenor saxophonist Lucas Pino's Nonet Nonet. Lucas Pino's originally from Phoenix, studied at the Brubeck Institute in the Bay Area, after which he moved to New York and attended the New School and Juilliard, receiving his master's in 2011. His Nonet Nonet has become a regular at Small's Jazz Club in New York, playing his original compositions at the monthly gig over the last 3 years. For this Ballard Festival concert, Lucas Pino is joined by a former Seattle resident and Garfield graduate, Roxy Koss, here playing alto. The couple married last fall. The rest of the group is a stellar lineup of Seattle players, including Richard Cole on barry sax, Jay Thomas, trumpet, David Marriott, trombone, Don Clement, piano, Greg Belialchi, guitar, Michael Glenn on bass, and John Bishop on drums. Although there was a minimum of opportunity for rehearsal before this concert, the Seattle players dug into this music in a way the leader found not only impressive, but inspiring. Opening the concert of originals by Lucas Pino, the Nonet Nonet plays Strange Breakfast.
Thank you.
Beginning this concert by the Lucas Pino Nonette Nonette from the Ballard Jazz Festival, we've just heard the Nonette playing an original composition by Lucas Pino titled Strange Breakfast. This concert from the Ballard Jazz Festival is coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Next, Lucas Pino on tenor saxophone plays a solo introduction to his composition, Orange.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I'm exhausted already. I promise you heard the majority of the notes that I'm going to play. How about a big hand for Richard Cole on the baritone saxophone? Great solo. John Bishop on the drums. You heard John Bishop on the drums. And that last tune that we just played, I call that Orange, and it's supposed to invoke the imagery of the molten caldera in a volcano. And me and my wife here, Roxy Koss, we got married and we spent our honeymoon in Hawaii.
You're listening to a concert by the Lucas Pino, No Net, Non Net, from the Ballard Jazz Festival, coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
We're going to continue with the ballad. I wrote this for my mentor when I was coming up in Phoenix. I used to go over to his house every Sunday, the great Charles Lewis. So this is called Sunday Play. Thank you. How about a big hand for Michael Glenn on the bass? I'm just so thrilled to be here, and I wanted to just make a special note that we rehearsed for maybe about an hour before this hit, and I'm astounded at the level of musicianship these cats are coming in, hitting. How about it for this band? The talent. So when I get back to New York, I'll have to hand all the cats pink slips in the band and say, sorry, the Seattle cats got the gig. Yeah. This next tune is about something I'm sure we've all experienced. It's when you can see an argument coming with somebody, you can see it coming, and then you wish that you could just go like the cartoon sidestep and let them go right by you. This tune is called Sidestep.
Thank you.
the wonderful Don Clement on the piano. How about Don?
That was Sunday Play, a composition by Lucas Pino, played by the Seattle version of the No Net, No Net, led by Lucas Pino at the Ballard Jazz Festival. It's coming to you on Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org.
We're celebrating our Origin release, No Net, No Net, and I hope that each and every one of you pick up a record so that way I don't have to drag them back to New York City. Actually, Roxy and I still have stuff at her parents' house from the wedding that would fit wonderfully in our suitcases. This next tune that we're going to play is a tune that I call Where You Need to Be, and it's about how sometimes you're in a situation that only in hindsight you realize, like, thank goodness I was there instead of where I wanted to be. For me, that was the place where I didn't want to be, but I had to be there was Stockton, California, and I wanted to be in New York so badly, but the time that I spent there at the Brubeck Institute really helped hone me into the musician that I am now. And so I'm so grateful that I was there at that time. It's going to feature Roxy Koss on the alto saxophone. Where You Need to Be. Thank you. Quite a big hand for Jay Thomas on the trumpet. He didn't know that he was going to play on that tune. I said, hey, you got to play. I forgot that you're playing on a different tune earlier, and we just went, boom, to the next section. Unbelievable, Jay. Great play. Before we go, we're going to play one more tune from the record, and before we bounce, I want to just thank this wonderful band again. It's Don Clement on the piano, Jay Thomas on the trumpet, Roxy Coffin on the alto saxophone, Richard Cole on the baritone saxophone, Dave Marriott on the trombone, John Bishop on the drums, Michael Glynn on the bass, Greg Lal on the guitar. My name is Lucas Pino. This is a No Net, Non Net Seattle version, Seattle edition. This last tune is a tune I wrote for my high school best friend, Elliot Fox, and it's always our closer wherever we play. It's called The Fox. I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.
Rounding out this Ballard Jazz Festival concert, we've just heard Lucas Pino's Nonette Nonette, Seattle edition, playing The Fox. The concert was recorded on May 9th at the Nordic Heritage Center. Thanks to all the musicians who allowed us to record the concert for this broadcast. Special thanks for the assistance of house sound engineer Dave Dysart, and also to the artistic directors of the Ballard Jazz Festival, John Bishop and Matt Jorgensen, whose energy fuels the festival. Most of the music heard in this concert is on Lucas Pino's Nonette Nonette debut CD, available on Origin Records. Our next recorded on location concert will feature the Anton Schwartz Quintet with Russell Ferrante and Thomas Marriott at Tula's, airing on July 19th. There's lots of free jazz al fresco in parks and public places this month, plus several music festivals featuring jazz around Washington and Oregon, culminating with the Big Jazzport Townsend Festival and Jazz in the Valley in Ellensburg. You'll find a detailed listing in the current Earshot magazine, which you can also read online at earshot.org. Highlights from this coming week include Nelda Swiggett Sixtet at Tula's on Monday night, Devon Lewis Special Edition with African Drums at the Olympic Sculpture Park on Thursday at 5:30. The Gene Argel Quartet celebrating a new release at Tula's, and Bob Hammer's Full Circle Ensemble at Boxley's in North Bend on Thursday. And Jazz on the Lawn featuring the Foreman Finley Band with Sherry Adams and Pearl Django with guest vibist Susan Pascal from 6 to 9:30 on Friday evening at Cedarbrook Lodge in SeaTac. Saturday afternoon, there's the monthly free performance of Panama Hotel Jazz by the Steve Griggs Quintet at the Panama Hotel, beginning at 2, and an Earshot Jazz concert with two international groups, Spiros Esaras and Elio Villafranca, at the Poncho Concert Hall at Cornish College on Saturday night. For more about these and other opportunities to take in some great live jazz, see the KPLU calendar at kplu.org, the Earshot Jazz calendar at earshot.org, and regular updates at seattlejazzscene.com. There are also numerous special features on the regional jazz scene available on the KPLU website, including special coverage of the Vancouver Jazz Festival just concluded, an interview with Jimmy Heath, and live studio sessions and guest student DJs at kplu.org. Click on Jazz and Blues. I'm Jim Wilkie for Jazz Northwest, a Hatch Cover production. Stay tuned for Ken Wiley and the Art of Jazz. You're listening to KPLU Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.